thank you for inviting me to speak on behalf of ICAD, the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions, and also on behalf of the Free Gaza Movement. This is, as Barack Obama says, about you. I mean, very much. Because the role of international civil society is now more than ever sacred and so urgent. Public opinion is beginning to understand Israel-Palestine, especially Gaza, the Gaza ghetto, a huge military internment camp, far worse than a prison, where people receive prisoners, far worse than a prison, where at least people receive visitors, access medical treatment, or even gain educational degrees. Only yesterday, the Israeli Navy injured a member of the Free Gaza Movement accompanying fishermen at 3 nautical miles off Gaza by shooting at the fishing boats. Vittorio Arrigoni had to be hospitalized and received stitches for serious wounds caused by flying glass shards. 14 Gazan fishermen have been killed by the Israeli Navy since the year 2000, simply by going out and trying to bring home food for their families. And there's a very real threat. Current negotiations cannot deliver peace, but are setting up a non-viable, non-sovereign Palestine. So it's up to you. It's really up to you to come to Palestine, or educate yourselves to understand the significance of all that infrastructure, why it is where it is, and then lobby your representatives, most of whom already know, but are not empowered by their publics. So you have to get that message through to them. Write op-eds, go on radio, tell your communities what's going on, and run for office yourselves. And tell people why an apartheid state, a non-viable, non-sovereign Palestine, will neither deliver justice nor peace to the people of Palestine or indeed to Israel. For a start, please study our photo exhibition here in Malmo, Jerusalem Dispossessed. I produced it with active stills to trace our tours, to explain those facts on the ground that you have to understand and which completely conflict with the rhetoric of Annapolis or the roadmap. See what they do and what is being built. Don't listen so much to what they say. They're full of lies. It's up to you to guard and understand all those issues of viability, because it isn't going to change inside Israel. And if Palestine isn't viable under international law, it's a sham. If Palestine doesn't have sovereign borders and ability to trade, to exercise all normal rights of an independent state, it's an apartheid state, a Bantustan dominated by an external military power. The refugees' rights are sacred under international law and cannot simply be conveniently shoved under the carpet. The people of Palestine must have freedom. Their own port in Gaza, an airport, airspace, electromagnetic fields, and East Jerusalem as part of the economic salient Ramallah, East Jerusalem, Bethlehem, to safeguard 40% of their economy. Land swaps will not work. The people of Bethlehem need their land and their water in Gush Etzion. They don't need a heap of sand somewhere down near Gaza. Similarly, elsewhere in the West Bank. If settlement blocks stay in place, as is planned by Israel, almost 500,000 settlers, with separate road systems, the army to guard them, the wall as border, and all the other 600 closure mechanisms, checkpoints, earth mounds, gates, and concrete blocks, this will not render a viable Palestine. It will render a Palestine warehoused. We must end the occupation and the system of domination so central in the Israeli body politic. We have to stand up for equality, human rights, democracy, peaceful coexistence, and regional development. Anything that we all take as normal. We can safeguard Israelis' concerns of security and regional integration, yes, but not at the expense of Palestinian rights of self-determination. Critically, we must keep that sea lane into Gaza open, with a mail service, a ferry service, a hospital ship, and with other activists coming from other parts of the world, as is indeed being planned from Yemen. If Israel is allowed to keep Gazans under lock and key, under full occupation, she must then be responsible for them, and war crimes cases will be one of the consequences. We in the Free Gaza movement forced Israel to choose. Either Gaza is under siege, which they deny, or they have to be responsible for those people under Israeli occupation, or else it is absolutely free. Israel chose the latter. We must now work together, all of us, to maintain that freedom. It's absolutely up to you. Thank you.